Joel, tough loss against Castleford, but no time to dwell on it. You've got another two games this week. The madness continues, doesn't it?
Yeah, Warrington this week. That'll be tough coming to Headingley. So, yeah, it was a tough game on the weekend, and we could take a few good things out of that. But just a little lapse after half time, I think, cost us the game. And yeah, looking forward now. We've got Warrington, so we've got to bounce back from that.
It seemed a really intense game watching on from the sideline yesterday. Almost a playoff intensity. Did it feel like that on the field?
Yeah, it did. It felt like a playoff game. It was. The first half was real quick. It was like you're playing in a playoff game. It was a tough game, and yeah, I enjoyed it. And next time we play them, it's going to be another tough game. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, we're going to look forward now to this week against Warrington and try and bounce back.
Warrington fighting to get in the top eight. I don't think we would have thought we'd have been saying that at the start of the season. It's almost a chance to put a dent in their aspirations, isn't it, this week?
Yeah. They've got a good team, and every time they play Leeds, I guess they play their best, and it's going to be a tough game on Friday night. But they've played well in the last couple of games. I've watched them, and it's going to be a tough game again.
It is a tough period as well. In effect, three games in 8 days for you lads. Body wise, how tough is that?
Yeah, it is tough. We've been through that Easter period, and so we know how it is, and it is tough on the body, and it's hard to get around, but I think every team goes through that, so it's just who comes out the best and who prepares the best for it. And yeah, we're doing all the weekend and at training and doing rehab and all that sort of stuff to get through this little period, and hopefully we can get two wins this weekend.
Because you're in great position in the table. I know you lost on Sunday, but you're still in a very strong position given where we are at in the season.
Yeah, we're a comfortable position there. We want to be higher, but we just got to keep our heads down, train hard, and work on a few things that we get wrong, and work on the things we're getting right, and we'll click. And hopefully, at the back end of the season, we come good. Yeah.
We spoke to Brian McDermott last week. He says you're doing a fantastic job in the halves. Are you enjoying it more maybe than playing at centre?
Yeah, it's good. It's different. You get the hands on the ball more, and playing with Magsy is I'm enjoying that too. So it is hard too when you're not going forward as a halfback. You get the eyes on you, but yeah, I'm enjoying to get my hands on the ball and just keep working hard. And I've got a few things I need to improve on in that little area. So yeah, I'm enjoying that there.
Is it how different? Because obviously you're playing in a totally different position. I know you've done it before earlier in your career, but doing it at Super League's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is different. It's a different to centre, because centre you're kind of in and out of the game, and if the ball's not coming to you, it's pretty much you just wait till it gets there. So as a six, you got to move around and always talking, and yeah, so I need to try and work on that side of my game. And but when you're playing with like players like Danny Maguire, it makes it much easier, and just running off the back of him and that. So he's helped me up massively in that sort of area. So each week I'm learning more and more, and just hopefully growing.
It's a useful strength to have to your bow, isn't it, to be able to play more than one position? But where do you see yourself longer term? Would you like to stay in the halves?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind staying there. I'm enjoying it, and I feel like I've got a bit more to give in that area. So, and whatever's good for the team, and obviously it is working there, and it's helping the team out. I'm enjoying it there, so yeah, I like six. It's good.
And looking at Warrington, obviously they've got many halves, it seems, at the moment. Kevin Brown is obviously in there. What do you make of him as a player?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's an awesome player. If he's in the team that you're playing against, you know they're going to be good, and you have to be on your game defensively. So I like looking at him. I like the way he plays. He runs the ball, and he's got a good kicking game, and yeah, he's a good player.
And looking at Warrington as a whole, obviously, as we said earlier, they're struggling to get in the top eight. There's going to be a desperation about them, isn't there? They need to keep winning now, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but they've got the players and the coach and staff there that can do it, and they're a big team, and they know how to win. So I guess they'll be right, and with players like Kurt Gidley and that, they know how to get up for games like this. And yeah, I'm sure they'll be there at the back end of the season.
Just ask you about the Magic Weekend then, to wrap it up. What do you make of it as a concept?
Yeah, I like it. It's good. The whole rugby league community comes together at a place like that. It's massive for rugby league. I think things like that are good, and it helps the game. And all the players enjoy it too. Yeah, it's good.